The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, back at you again with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We have on our hotline Phil Zalasek, and I hope I said his name right, and he can correct me if I didn't, who wrote a commentary in a recent Baltimore Sun article, which was sent to me, and it prompted a phone call or an email, and Phil has agreed to come on the air and talk about the crisis facing our menhaden here in Maryland. Now, this crisis has been brought up from time to time and then seems to pass away. I know that the Chesapeake Bay Foundation was all over it there for a while and then seemed to fade out of the way. And people come out in strong opposition to this company, which is Omega Protein out of Virginia, which is now authorized not to harvest menhaden in coastal waters, but now authorized to sit at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia, and basically net every school of rockfish that it can possibly find. So we'll let Phil talk a little bit more about that and what he knows. But he outlined his position very well in the commentary, and it was titled "How Trump Can Save Fishing in the Chesapeake" as a guest commentary in the August 16th Baltimore Sun. Joining us now is Phil. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I want to do this first. First, I want to establish what the purpose of this interview is this morning. This interview is about establishing a golden age of fishing in America and ending the Canada First fishing policy within the U.S. Commerce Department. However, I have a couple of thank yous. First, I want to thank President Trump, and I also want to thank you, Alan, by the way. Why do I want to thank President Trump? First, he brought attention to the threat to the U.S. fishing industry due to over-harvesting of Atlantic menhaden in U.S. waters along the Atlantic coast and the Gulf of America. If the White House staff is listening, please pass on my thanks and appreciation to the president. Please tell him my next request is for a presidential executive order to resolve the issue. There are advocates and lobbyists who are working this right now. In fact, they're on the line. Why do I want a presidential executive order? I want a presidential executive order because the deep state bureaucracy is ineffective.
Hold on, Phil. Hold on. All right. This show is not about that. This show is about presenting your viewpoint, all right, without getting into the deep state and all that stuff. We hear about this stuff all the time. This show is meant as a respite from that rhetoric. So
I'm in agreement. Let's move on to what I'm going to brief the White House staff if it gets the opportunity.
All right, go for it.
All right, so I'm going to talk about science. And I'm going to talk about empirical data. All right, so I had a boss at one time, and he told me, hey, Zalzak, give me the baby, not the birth pains. But here's the executive summary of what I'm going to tell the White House staff. I'm going to say, they're going to say, well, what's the problem, Phil? I'm going to say, striped bass, bluefish, weakfish, and osprey are dependent on the critical forage fish, Atlantic menhaden, for their survival. When there are insufficient Atlantic menhaden in the Chesapeake Bay, these species starve to death. Currently, the U.S. Commerce Department, through its Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission, is allowing the over-harvesting of Atlantic menhaden in the Chesapeake Bay and its entrance by a Canadian-controlled company, Omega Protein. This is not only in violation of the law, that has resulted in an ecological and economic disaster for the Atlantic states. Economically, this has led to a dramatic decline in the U.S. striped bass recreational fishing business base and the billions of dollars in thousands of jobs since 2016. So what's the solution? The solution is to end all industrial reduction harvesting of Atlantic menhaden in U.S. state and federal waters. All right, so that's the baby. All right, well, you know, tell me something about the science, Phil. Okay, so in 2014, 20 scientists around the world, 14 from the United States, 3 from Canada, 2 from Australia, and 1 from France, basically said, forage, you know, industrial forage fishing is ecologically and economically stupid. Why did they say that? They said because the predator fish are worth twice as much as the forage fish. All right, so that not only applies to Atlantic.
No, wait, wait. Before you go on there, okay, obviously the menhaden are more important to omega protein than the predator fish. It's because of the sheer volume of those that, what they harvest. So even if they're even if they're worth less, what is the volume in dollars that omega protein makes every year? However, you've broken it down. What is their financial motivation for taking these fish? Obviously, they make them into things like fish meal for pet. Whoever they sell them to makes them into things, fish meal for pet food, fish meal for whatever purposes, fish oil for fish oil tablets and other supplements and things like that. Right. But what is their bottom line? What are they making off of these fish?
Well, they have about 500 people involved in the process. They got about 260 full-time employees, and then they have about 250 people like Ocean Harvester, who does the massive harvesting of Atlantic menhaden. Now, what we have is what they call localized depletion. If you take a look...
Wait. You didn't give me any dollar numbers. How much are they making?
About $100 million. They claim $100 million.
Okay, so they make $100 million on their operation. And if you look at the aerial view, and that's all well presented, I mean, I have a video that the president shared on Truth Social that you shared with me. I'm more than glad to share that with anybody who's listening. All they got to do is drop me a text or an email, and I'll send it to them, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And those who have my text, I'll be more than glad to send you an email. If you drop me a text with your email, I'll be glad to send that to you. It's a great presentation. It's about, what, 8 minutes long, something like that. I didn't watch the entire thing, but
yeah, it's about that. It's worth it, and it's not just me talking. You know, it's you got commercial fishermen from New York, Vinny Calvaro. Okay, he's saying, you know, this is a damage to the commercial fishermen as well.
Well, absolutely. But what are our Maryland Watermen's Association saying? Are they saying anything? Have they replied to you? Have they responded to this?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, I'll jump to the very end. Probably this is the most important slide, which I didn't incorporate into the baseline. But, you know, if you you talk to Russell Dyes, who's the member of the Maryland delegation to the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission, Atlantic Menhaden Management Board, this is what he says.
Who is this again? Say it again.
Russell
who it is?
Dyes is a member of the Atlantic Menhaden Management Board. He's on the board with the Maryland DNR person and the governor's representative from that delegation. Each state gets three. All right. So what did Russell Dyes say on August 7th? He said, "Houston, we have a problem. The Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission, we have a problem." This is right out of the video that I just viewed last night.
Right.
"My best friend Robbie Wilson, who operates a big pound netter, has not caught enough fish to sell this year. Down at Hooper Island and 50 miles south of us, the Pally boys on Hooper side island side and the western shore side toward the Patuxent, they caught five fish. I didn't say 500 bushels. I said five fish. We're hurting. This is a waterman talking, by the way. And the menhaden fishing business has completely dried up, so our crabbers can't get bait. Why aren't the menhaden coming into the bay? Well, the reason they're not coming into the bay is the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission has allocated 75% of the total allowable catch for the entire Atlantic coast of Virginia in violation of the law. What they created is what is technically called localized depletion.
Right.
And the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission has known about this since 2004. In fact, I mean, that's another whole presentation on the history of this.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. So who do I believe? Do I believe the watermen, or do I believe the political biased view of the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission?
Oh, you think the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is politically biased?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
They're hung up in their process. They put their bureaucratic process against American prosperity.
So, Phil, then, other than Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, what would you recommend to, or what entity would you recommend that we go to for fisheries management in the 13 states that they take care of, including striped bass?
I've been at this for 7 years, Alan. I've been at this for 7 years. I have testified since, let's see, spring of 2018.
Right.
I've filed everything. I've attended these menhaden work groups.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, when you attend those meetings, you know, they wait for the public to talk at the very end. And then if there's no time, you've just wasted 2 or 3 hours.
Okay. All right. Listen, Phil, listen. Okay. You're here to present a problem and offer your solution. How much progress have you made with the administration as far as having them listen to you and to receive the information from you? And what is your outlook for success?
I think that outlook for success is pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, from what I understand, talking to the lobbyists.
Right.
He said that video would have never been put on Truth Social by the president unless his son, Junior, had approved it first. His son, Junior, is an outdoorsman. So what I'm asking for now is thank you for the publicity. I want a presidential executive order ending all reduction fishing in U.S. waters, both state and federal, on the Atlantic coast and the Gulf of America. That's the solution, and that's where I'm going to put my time and energy, and that's where I'm going to support these advocates and lobbyists who are helping me out. All they
right.
asked for me is data. They just said data. So that's what I'm going. That's the bottom line.
Got it. Well, listen, you have presented your case well. We got the point that our basic food fish in the Chesapeake Bay, some people call it the most important fish in the bay, is being over-harvested by this Canadian company. We understand that your goal is to end this mega harvest of these extremely valuable fish, the alewife or the menhaden or the bunker, whichever nickname you want to give them. And we hope that you can get to some type of solution with your mission that, you know, you can do some good. You can bring it to the people's attention that need to attend to it and see what happens. A $100 million company has a lot of political clout, my friend. I can tell you that. And I know that you're going to face strong headwinds, especially, in the bureaucracy of the district, but I wish you well. I think you're talking to the right people, and I hope that you have much success. And we hope to get an update from you when you get to the next step. Would that be all right?
That would be fine. I'd be glad to report out.
Thanks, Phil. You have a great day.
Thank
appreciate the interview time. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye
bye. All right. Here we go, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, if you'd like to comment on that, on Phil's interview. We'd be more than glad to hear from you, but also giving away a fishing tackle package of striped bass lures from Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures. So two separate contests going on, two separate giveaways, one for the fishing tackle, one for the CVA muzzleloader and Hawk rifle scope. That's also out there. So call in, 410-922-6680. Give us your name, your number. Accurate name, accurate number, and we'll put you on the list. At the end of the month, we'll be drawing two drawings, one for fish and tackle, one for a muzzle loader, and hopefully one lucky listener will, and maybe it's going to be you, will win one or both, one or the other of those fine prizes. So I don't think it'll be both, but I hope that was a constructive interview and you understand what our fishery is fishing or is facing here with the influence of this company. So we're going to take our first break and then give you an opportunity to call, and we'll be back shortly. Let's talk about Backyard Billy's, one of our favorite sponsors. Nothing wrong with Backyard Billy's, I will tell you that. They do what they say they're going to do, and I want to talk about the fireplace inserts and freestanding wood and pellet stoves that they have. You know, do you have a fireplace that you don't use anymore? It's just a hole in the wall. It looks pretty. Oh, yeah, look at our beautiful fireplace. Look at all the decorations on the mantle. Well, when do you use it? Well, we don't. It's just we haven't started it. Last time we tried it, the flue wasn't open, and we didn't have the chimney clean, blah, blah, blah. Well, get an insert. You'll use it all the time, especially a remote control gas fireplace insert like we have here in the house. We have an Enviro EX35 model, beautiful, sets the room off. It's a focal point. And guess what? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's not only supplied that, but they supplied everything else. They helped us get the guy to do the stonework. They did the chimney stuff. They did the entire installation. Everything works great. I love the remote control. I just press a button, heat the house up, press a button, turn the heat off, or set it on automatic, and it goes on and off depending on the temperature. If it reaches temperature, it shuts off. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, for your primary or your secondary heat source or alternative heat source if you got an outbuilding, a garage, a shed or something, a pole building that you need some heat in every now and then. That's a great way to go. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that. It's coming pretty soon. Chilly weather. BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms at Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. You can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. The boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak. I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bulls. Mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
Big bulls and big bucks. It is the season, elk season in the West, and deer season here, yes, for sure. All right. Just heard back from Lee. Said there's no or few menhaden in the upper Chesapeake Bay. The rockfish look terrible. And the yield is not as good as it used to be, which means they don't weigh as much as they should because they're not getting the nutrition that they should. Good point, Lee. Thank you for that. So the man is on a mission. You can certainly tell that. So, all right, let's talk to who's first here. Let's see. John, North Carolina. Morning, John. How are you, brother?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
He's got all the previous fellow has all the intense emotion that I had about 30, 40 years ago.
He's a man on a mission. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, look, you need somebody like that. You need a maniac on a mission to get things done.
You're right. But what I called about was 777 with my motor. I took mine out, you know.
Yep.
The last 10 days been nice and cool, but previous to that, it was hot and sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it gets me thinking about cool weather that leads to deer season.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I love it.
Muzzleloader, so I just had a uncontrollable desire to take mine out and play with it a little bit.
Good.
I bought some pellets, and they shot 777 pellets. They shot really well.
Good.
And here's the thing. I've got this bottle of loose 777.
Right.
I bought it 20 or 25 years ago.
Yep.
And
shoot.
I don't open it often because just no reason to. But when I do, there's like a crust on top. They agglomerate. And you shake it up, it breaks it up. And I thought to myself, you know, as long as I'm going to have to clean this muzzle loader, let me try some of that stuff.
Sure, of course.
So I fired two shots, 100 grains each, and I did not use a chronograph because I have killed one in the past.
Right.
And don't want to buy number three.
No, uh-uh. Yeah.
So the only thing I can say is...
You got to shoot through... John, you got to shoot through the middle of it.
I'm sorry?
You have to shoot through the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't turn it sideways. Just shoot right through the big hole.
Well... I fired the two shots, and the only thing I can say, the subjective recoil was about like two pellets.
Yeah, okay.
So I...
Accurate? Accurate?
Well,
it's all right.
Shot to about same point of aim.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use it for hunting. I'm going to use these nice, brand-new, fresh pellets that I bought. But here's a question. How long can you leave your muzzleloader loaded with pellets? If you put tape over the front of the barrel, of course the back has the primer, but when you take the primer out to go home, if you shot a deer, I can always put tape on that. I wonder what the stability of these pellets is. You know, it's a 2-week season here. I'd like to fire it again just before the season checks again.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to clean it, and the night before I'll put two pellets down it and tape the muzzle.
Yeah,
I always tape the muzzle anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeps sticks and debris out.
Yep, you shoot right through it, no problem at all.
Oh yeah, it just blows right off.
Yep.
But I wondered about leaving these pellets in for 2 weeks. It's stainless.
Oh, that's absolutely no problem
I'm
at all.
I'm not worried about corrosion.
No problem at all. 2 weeks is nothing.
Okay.
Two weeks is nothing. So
that's what I wanted to hear.
Not a worry at all.
It brought every year. It's like a surprise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How much fun they are to play with.
Oh yeah, I like that's where I've been, you know, concentrating my efforts is muzzle loading and bow season started yesterday. I just didn't feel like I had the stamina to get up and do what I needed to do to get up, you know, be safe and climb in my climber. I just, kind of leftover stuff from bronchitis. And I just didn't feel quite there where I needed to be. And I've got a little work to do getting the bow tuned up and all that stuff. So I'm waiting for a little cooler weather. That's the main thing with me, the cooler weather. I've been out there in the 90-degree stuff, and I don't like it. I don't like the bugs. I don't like the poison ivy. I don't like the ticks and chiggers and everything else. So, you know, if you are driven to shoot a buck in velvet, now's the time. First of the season for another 10 days or so, you might have an opportunity to velvet buck. I'm not that driven by that. I mean, I've got some nice ones out there, but, you know, I'll take that deer in hard antler just as easily as I will in velvet, you know. I'm not that driven.
25 years ago, I took up bow hunting for a little while.
Yeah.
And the first day I was sitting there, opening season, and opening season here I think starts today.
Yeah.
And it was sunny, and it was hot, and it was buggy, and I'm sweating.
Yeah.
And I can't put on beet or anything because the deer are going to smell me, and I
feel myself.
Man, this was a mistake.
I enjoy it, but
just really unpleasant for.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good mid October through the end of the season, but this early 90-degree stuff, it's hard for me to do. You know, I mean, I love bow hunting. There's nothing like it. You know, you're up close and personal, and you see a lot of game. But sitting out there, not sure yet.
Well,
got a little cooler. All right, buddy, got to go.
Okay.
Thanks, Sean. See ya. All right, let's see. Who's next there, Aaron? All right, let's talk to him. Good morning. David in Middle River, you still there? Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, where's the rock fish in the bay?
I don't know. I haven't paid much attention, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, thanks.
Lee will probably tell us, but he's been fishing. He's been fishing Upper Bay with eels and doing pretty well.
Okay.
But I will check with him, and we'll have you an answer here before the end of the show. How's that sound?
That's good.
All right, buddy. You good? See ya. Thanks, Gary. Yep. Michael, good morning. Anne Arundel County. Is it Michael or is it Michael?
Michael.
All right, Michael, good morning. How are things in Anne Arundel County?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Well, I'm busy. How are you doing?
Good. Love your show. I hear it pretty regularly. I head over to the Eastern Shore. I heard your thing earlier about somebody getting sick from a hook.
Yes.
I had a similar experience. We have a campground down in Chincoteague, Virginia.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of marsh down there. And
yep.
I had run out of gas and real close to the roadway. So I took and figured, okay, I'll just walk across this marsh and have my son bring out some gas to me. And,
right.
I ended up getting all cut up by the mussels and stuff that were in the mud.
Yeah.
And I had to go on hardcore antibiotics. I had to get my feet all washed out. They had to get in there and scrub the cuts because of all the mud that got up in there, but also just the disease and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable. I was so thankful that my wife's a nurse and we have friends who are doctors because they were like, you got to get this taken care of now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And weeks later, I found out a friend of mine was opening oysters and ended up sticking the knife into his hand a little bit.
Oh,
and
yep.
He almost lost his hand because from the infection from just opening oysters.
Yeah, that's Vibrio, V-I-B-R-I-O. That is, and there's several different versions of it, but there is that and I can't remember the name of it, the stuff that gives the rockfish sores, too. There's all this stuff in the water. And, you know, the water, not that clean, but coming through a marsh in that kind of environment and getting your feet cut up, that does not sound healthy to me. But, you know, I'm glad you're doing all right, that's for sure.
Yeah. I was laid up for about 2 months.
Yeah.
And it was quite bad.
Yeah.
But I signed up for the your drawings.
Okay, good.
I'd like to thank you for doing that.
Sure.
And I always enjoy your show. You have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Alan, I'm very disappointed to hear you chastise your guest for speaking out about the deep state. I realize you're in Maryland, a Democrat choke bureaucracy. So am I. But have you turned tail? I know that you're an elderly man and physical fighting is not an option. How the hell do you know, George? I'll knock you out, brother. But people like you with far-reaching voice should be the conservative opposition to oust the deep state. If not yourself, at least don't muzzle those who are willing like your guest. It is the deep state allowing this mess, and being polite doesn't work with them. Anyway, I'm a loyal listener who now has to rethink my listenership. Thanks. Hey, sorry. What have I said for the last couple of years? You can see all the politics you want. You can talk about the deep state. You can talk about all that stuff anytime you want. We're reserving these 2 hours to remind people about the great outdoors, about getting out there and enjoying nature, about hunting and fishing and crabbing and firearms. Every now and then we'll bring up something political if it touches those subjects. But I'm not going to tolerate a rant, even from a guest, even however noble his position or his mission is. And even if I agree with him 100%, which I do, this is not the place. Make that argument in Washington. Let our listeners hear what you have to say and let them react. You want to attack me? Come on. I'm a big boy. And yeah, I'm older, but I am not elderly there, George. And physical fighting, bring it on, brother. I'm not afraid. So there you go. 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. We've got to take our second break. Let's do our Let's do our commercial for Hawk Optics, everybody.
Hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optics systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
You know, for whatever your pursuit, mid-range or long-range, Hawk Optics has a scope for you. One of my personal favorites is the Vantage 3x9x40 straight wall marksman, featuring a BDC etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards. The Hawk straight wall scope is specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, and all popular straight wall cartridges. Hawk has done the complicated math, so you don't have to. Another one of my favorite Hawk scopes is the Vantage 3x9x40 slug gun muzzleloader scope. That's the one that's on your muzzleloader if you win it. This scope can be calibrated to speeds of 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched, illuminated reticle of 3 holdover points. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn. Capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How are you this morning, buddy?
Alan, good morning. I'm okay now. I love the trumpet introduction.
Well, we knew you were on the line.
We knew you were
coming up next. That's why the trumpets. We had to announce your arrival.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I missed you the last couple of weeks. I was back in the damn hospital again.
Oh no!
But I'm back again. But you mentioned shucking oysters, and this kind of ties in with why I was in the hospital. I had a really bad infection in my foot and ankle.
Yeah.
But I've shucked oysters. I probably should. Shucked a couple million oysters
right
over the years, of bull roasts and all that. I haven't done it in 20 years, but I got a ton of cuts on my hands over
yep.
the years doing that.
Yeah,
and I never got a single infection from anything.
Nope.
Is this something new?
This has come about. And I not necessarily new. I think it's probably more well recognized now. Now I got Vibrio from eating an oyster. Now John B's not going to like to hear that, but I went to the Mermaid's Kiss years ago which was sponsored by the Oyster Board, whatever they're called, and there were a dozen oyster people there. 11 of them were farm raised. One of them was natural. I sampled all of them, raw oysters. At the end of the next day, I was sick as a dog. I think it was the only wild oyster that caused that. Okay, some of these oysters are bred to be disease free, that are raised from spat. They are treated and so forth, and you can kind of trust the farm raised ones way more than the wild ones, but. And I know people that go along the shore and, you know, pick up their own oysters and eat them. I know people that buy oysters from watermen, and there's never a problem. But it's that one guy, you know. And the fact that you're penetrating the skin with a knife that has been in so many oysters, I don't know, or penetrating the skin with a hook, or, you know, poking yourself with a crab claw or crab point. You know, you just got to be careful. That's all I can say. I don't know how else to explain it. And I know that it is, seems like it's, you know, more out there now because it probably is. How many cases have you heard about when you were shucking oysters? Don't know. How many cases were there? Don't know. You know, were there just as many? Possibly. You just didn't hear about it as much because we're not in that 24-hour news cycle.
Or they didn't realize what it was.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, 40 years ago, I know of a guy who was, I don't know if he's carving a piece of wood or something, ran a knife into his thumb, and punctured the capsule around the joint. And same thing. He got a massive infection. He had the red line, hospitalized, nearly lost his hand. But that had nothing to do with the Chesapeake Bay because he was landlocked in Pennsylvania. He was nowhere near the water. So, you know, there are nasty infections out there, no question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had one the past couple weeks. But, you know, tons of IV antibiotics, and here I am, still alive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, like a Willie Nelson song. I woke up not dead yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right, my man.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Clay.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Rudy. Good morning, Rudy. Hey, Winner. How are you? Winner, Rockfish Dinner.
Doing well, and you?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Well, I'm calling about the gentleman with the admission to curtail the first seine fishery.
And yes.
I did a lot of work with the DNR in involving bycatch and bycatch mortality, and a lot of work with recreational fishing. The discards are considered bycatch. Anyway, I also looked at commercial fishing gear in Maryland, fike nets, pound nets, and gill nets. I did not look at purse seines because they're not legal in Maryland. So
right.
We didn't do that study. But the ones I looked at, I support commercial fishing when and where it's appropriate. And that purse seine fishery, in my opinion, is not. The gear that we use in Maryland is not inherently destructive.
The mortality, I know.
The bycatch mortality was quite low. In fact, we use these gears to obtain fish for both our hatchery programs and our sagging programs. Uncle Dale used to use pound nets and gill nets for his shad. And if the mortality was high, you wouldn't be getting tag returns.
But exactly.
What I've seen, this is personal observation, so I did not document it. Obviously, I wasn't doing the study, but it was just a personal observation. The bycatch of other species besides menhaden can be significant in these purse seine fisheries.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you see the video, you'll see them basically flushing the boat overboard. You can't see it because it's a drone footage and it's so high. But my expectation is that the bycatch is horrible.
Yes, and the mortality is extremely high.
Sure.
I've seen red drum. I've seen albacore down in North Carolina.
Yep.
And it's just a very indiscriminate fishery. And it's around those schools of menhaden. They bring up other things as well. And it's just they have exceeded their quota many, many times. So a combination of exceeding their quota and the bycatch mortality, I strongly support this gentleman's efforts.
Sure. We all do. Facing a little criticism for kind of cutting him off about delving into the deep state and all their blame and all this stuff. You know, look, make your point. Tell us what you're doing. Tell us what the results are. And, you know, the backstory, we know that quote unquote, the deep state, you know, is responsible for a lot of things. But I don't really need to delve into it. We hear it every single day. Let's use this platform to promote something good.
Yep.
So that's what...
Not an appropriate avenue to go down. I agree.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Rudy. Yep. So, all right. Say again? Oh, I'm sorry, Rudy. You got disconnected somehow. Sorry to hear that. Who's next? All right, Craig. How are you, Craig? Good morning.
I'm fine, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
So I wouldn't consider you chastising Phil. I think that basically when you calmed him down, you helped him get his presentation better. He needs to not get caught up with the minutiae of things, and he needs to work on his bedside manner. He will get more people to listen to him if he calms down the rant. And so all you did was help him out. And that's a good thing because he does have a very noble and just mission.
No question. And I support him 100%. I do.
Absolutely. And we all know there is a deep state. We don't need to beat that dead horse because basically he's making a presentation to the deep state. He needs to tone that rhetoric down. He'll get much farther along with his mission, I think. My sister's fighting solar in Virginia right now, and she started off with going into the minutia and that type of stuff, and she wasn't making any headway. So I helped her out. I said, look, tone that down. And now she's actually making a lot of headway about the solar fields that are owned by China and so on and so forth. And they're actually, you know, getting some headway.
Good.
Anyways, Alan, thank you for an awesome show. You have a good day, sir, and I hope you start feeling better soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your comments. Certainly appreciate it. All right. Very good. Hey, we got to go to a break. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. You know, if you're going fishing or crabbing, plenty of time left, plenty of beautiful weather. They've got all the rods and reels you need. They've got the Penn spinning reels, the Battle 2 series. They've got the Fluger spinning reels and all the other spinning reels from all the other brands, but we like to talk about these too. They've got the Ugly Sticks. They've got those beautiful lineup of St. Croix fishing rods, live and frozen bait and minnows, crab bait, crab baskets, crab traps, crab trot lines, and anything and everything you need to accessorize your crab boat, that's for sure, including crab steamers and their own brand of crab seasoning, that's for sure. They've got all the line, monofilament line. They've got the braid. You can wind on your reels. They'll wind it on for you. And every type of fishing tackle for every type of fish. Where is this place? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com. Been around since 1957. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Stop by for fishing, crabbing, hunting, guns, licenses, you name it. You'll be glad you did. Backyard Billy's. Ah, boy, Backyard Billy's. Got to talk about Backyard Billy's. Let's talk about the Enviro, Regency, and other top brands inserts for pellet, gas, electric, or wood inserts, or freestanding wood stoves as well. A lot of different varieties, a lot of different spaces you can take up. Everything from the old-timey, you know, hardware store to the modern-looking square presentation. The beautiful fireplaces and that they've got there are great for your, you know, primary or secondary or alternative heat sources if you need one. Why not check out the Enviro gas fireplace inserts, too, like we have right here. It'll all work for you. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow, crazy busy show. Crazy busy. So, we talked a lot about a lot of stuff. Muzzleloader, striped bass, menhaden. What else? Oh, a dog illness, bear hunting a little bit. You know what? I love it when it freewheels like that. So we'll see you at the same time, the same station next week, you know, for more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Podcasts are going to be up to date this week, so you can listen in online if you like at ellisoutdoors.com. And now it's time to say get out, stay safe. Be careful out there, bow hunters. Watch those tree stands. And love your family. Love the Lord. See you next week.